Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. In 2020, COVID-19 became a worldwide pandemic. With forced shutdowns, Dr. Teresa Wee began to connect through social media with daily blogs. These blogs included practical advice on getting through this unprecedented time from her many years as a pediatrician, wife, and mother. She also shared the many ways God sustained her through her life, even after the unexpected death of her husband, Dr. Stephen Wee. In her book, My COVID-19 Diary, Practical Tips and Scriptures for Improbable Times from an American Doctor, you'll discover those blogs and find inspiration from her faith journey. They include various tips on health and fitness, dealing with loss, and learning ways to carry on. Dr. Wee is a practicing pediatrician, wellness expert, and mother of four. She has a strong commitment to improving the health of Hawaii and began her nonprofit organization, Walk with a Doc Oahu, 8 years ago, where she conducts free weekly walks to help the community get healthier. She authored two best-selling books and continues to educate families on regular television and radio spots. She's been an inspiration to many people, especially after the sudden and unexpected death of her husband and business partner, Dr. Stephen Wee. She openly shares the ways that she has learned to keep moving forward, persevering, and even thriving no matter what the circumstances. Dr. Teresa Wee, author of My COVID-19 Diary, Practical Tips and Scriptures for Improbable Times from an American Doctor, is our guest on This Week in America. Hi, Dr. Wee. Welcome to the program. Great to have you with us.
Thank you, Rick. Aloha.
Aloha, yes. Coming to us, as I mentioned, from Hawaii. A pleasure to have you with us on the program to talk about this very important book, My COVID-19 Diary. First of all, let's start at the beginning. What inspired you to write the book, My COVID-19 Diary, Practical Tips and Scriptures to get you through improbable times from an American doctor? Why did you decide to write this book?
You know, I knew that we were going into lockdown, and for about 2 weeks, we were not allowed to see patients in the office. I wanted to reach out to my families, loved ones, my patients, and the only way I knew to do that was to reach out through social media. I like to journal, so I thought, okay, that would make sense. So on day one of lockdown, I began writing a journal, expressing my feelings at the time, what I was doing to be informed and stay healthy.
Yes. How difficult was that for you during this period when you were not able to see patients face-to-face at a time? Probably many of the patients had questions. Many probably had situations where they really needed to see the doctor, but they couldn't do it face-to-face. How challenging, how frustrating was that, trying to be a doctor and to help people with that limitation?
Well, being a pediatrician, we had babies being born in the hospital, so We had to make a few exceptions with the well baby visits, but in general, it was very frustrating. I was suddenly thrust into telehealth visits. We were thinking about it, but all of us physicians had to do telehealth visits, and it was very difficult, very frustrating. It was new technology where you can't put your hands on the patient.
Yep, yes.
But we made do with it.
With us on the program is Dr. Teresa Wee, that's W-E-E. She's coming to us from Hawaii, the author of the book, My COVID-19 Diary, Practical Tips and Scriptures for Improbable Times from an American Doctor, book available wherever books are sold. Her website, weewellnesscenter.com. All of this on her website, thisweekinamerica.us. Where did the daily ideas come from? And were you starting to get some feedback from the people who were inspired and motivated by what you wrote?
It was very interesting. I really had no idea who was reading this. It was just put out into the social media, and I slowly began to get some comments. And lo and behold, I noticed that there were people just really from all over the world really started to follow me. And I was quite surprised. I always came up with ideas as I was going through this COVID pandemic lockdown. There was never a shortage of topics. There was always something to talk about, and I it was very surprising. In fact, there are days when I had several things I wanted to talk about.
Needed to do daily blogs at some point during that. And I would assume too, it made you feel more whole as a doctor that you were actually able to reach out to people and to help them, even though you couldn't do it on a face-to-face basis.
Yeah, and I'm a pediatrician, so it was very surprising. Many of the seniors became fans of my blogs, and I think with the isolation, everyone went into lockdown, and for whatever reasons, seniors could really, because I'm a senior, I'll be 70 this year, and I think I reached out, I touched a certain group of people that really found comfort, encouragement and hope in the words that I put out. I always ended the blog with a scripture that comforted me. Whether or not you believe in God or some higher power, I think the words really just brought comfort. And I just wanted to share whatever was helping me, I was hoping would help others as well.
How does your book relate to your spiritual beliefs? You talked about that, and that those words were very comforting and to so many people during this period. How did the book relate that, your spiritual beliefs?
After 30 years of marriage, my husband and I, we went into private practice, put up our shingle, and we had a very thriving practice. My husband, Dr. Stephen Wee, was an internal medicine doctor, and I was pediatric. So we really had quite a thriving office, from birth to death. We would take care of four generations in the suburb of Oahu. So after 30 years of marriage, we celebrated our 30th anniversary. 10 days later, he told me, "I don't feel well." And he was in perfect health at the age of 55. And I went to heat up our lunch. When I came back, he was dead. And he took care of the office, and I was left with my practice, trying to figure out what to do with his practice. I went into a depression, really not knowing what to do for 3 months. And at some point, I just fell down to the ground and I said, "God, if you truly exist, you've got to show me a sign. I don't know if I want to continue being a doctor at 54 years of age." I did not feel that was the right decision. I was finally beginning to, I think, understand pediatrics and could finally really help mentor others as well.
Yes.
So 5 days later, a woman comes to me and she says, "Your psychiatrist referred me. I'm an office manager with over 20 years of experience, and I can turn your practice around. I'll be a consultant. You don't have to pay me until you get back on your feet. But before we go any further, may I pray for you?" This was my sign. And
Yes.
together, believe it or not, it was unbelievable. She really helped me turn my practice around. I was really kicked out of my rental office, so I went ahead and I ended up, the bank let me borrow money. I spent over $1 million buying, designing, building a new office up the road. And so we're celebrating our 12th anniversary at We Wellness Center. And I share my testimony with people because throughout all of this, I've really leaned on my faith. I went to a Catholic school for 12 years. There was always this faith in me, but when disaster happens and you're so down in the pit and there's nothing to lean on except God, I truly have gotten much closer in my relationship with Him, and I want to share it with others so that they have hope and encouragement. They can grab onto something and they can investigate it further for themselves.
The story is so relatable because you've been through this. You've been through the grief, and I'm so sorry to hear the passing of your husband and how difficult that had to be and to go through. And your partner in life and your partner in business had to be even more difficult to try to make sense of all of this and the difficulty that all of us go through in dealing with grief. It's one of the reasons this book is resonating so well, My COVID-19 Diary, Practical Tips and Scriptures for Improbable Times from an American Doctor. Teresa Wee, W-E-E, is our guest on the program. Doctor, what are some of the goals, the intentions you have of writing this book, and are you achieving them at this point?
Yeah, I think the goal of the book is to just, if anyone is feeling down, depressed, there's always hope. And, you know, you could just pick up this book, just open it to any of the pages, and just read something that will resonate with you. I really believe that people feel that they're alone in their struggles, but we are not alone. And if you have someone walking beside you, it just feels so much better. I'm so passionate about helping others going through grief. I even, to this day, it's been 13 years since my husband passed, but I still go to a monthly grief support that helped me tremendously. I feel that talking about the loved ones that have passed, especially my husband, it continues to help me heal. And I think that I get tenfold better healing by helping others. So in this book, if you are going through grief, I want people to know that you are not alone. You are not feeling this and you're not going crazy in that. There is something more than this life. And I just want people to be able to read and get some inspiration and encouragement to move on to the next day.
You talk about this being 13 years and still going through the process. Is grief a continuing process? There for a while, we heard the word closure thrown out a lot, like at some point, suddenly it's going to end and life will pick up where it once was. Is it a continuing process?
Of course. You know, I call it the grief journey.
Yes.
It's a continuum. We are no longer that person we were before. We're still discovering who we are. And I just feel that it's important for us to, who have gone through grief, to reach out to one another. I'm to the point where my friends, colleagues, they are experiencing grief, losing loved ones, especially their spouses. And I'm hoping that I can be a source of sharing my own grief journey and helping them. I tell people it's like going to a foreign country. If you don't know the language, you don't know the whole surroundings, it's very scary. And that's how I felt when my husband died. The whole world kept going on. And I said, my husband died. How can the world continue going on?
Yes.
But if you take someone along who has been there before, for example, if you take a friend who's been to France before, and they kind of know the language and they sort of know the landscape, it's so much more comforting when someone is walking beside you. And you know, that's what I tend to want to do, is just walk along beside that person.
Well, and you've done such a remarkable job in this book. And I was going to ask you about maybe some of the posts that were difficult to write. And I'm assuming that would fit in that category in talking about grief and what you went through. What were some of the more difficult posts for you to make?
I did share, as a pediatrician and a mother of four young children under 10 years of age, at the age of 40 years, I actually went through my first depression. I was juggling a full-time career, being a full-time mom. And of course, my husband was busy with his business and taking care of the business. I took care of the home. For 1 year, I could not sleep. I lost 20 pounds and I'm a physician and my husband's a physician, and I did not even know what was wrong with me. Finally, one day I read the blog about, I read a medical article about depression, and I self-diagnosed. I said, I have a major depressive episode. And so I quickly made an appointment with a psychiatrist. And within a month or two, after going through therapy and going on antidepressants, I finally started feeling myself again. So I really understand depression. You know, I thought I was superwoman. I went through medical school. I had these four kids. Life was good. My yes. marriage was good. But at some point, the mental aspect takes its toll.
And that is one of the topics addressed in Dr. Wee's book, My COVID-19 Diary. In reading reviews, a common theme is, you know, I read this book and I keep it close by because there are times I need to go and reference something, maybe just a chapter that I find is important in my life right now, relevant. And I go and I pull the book out and able to read it and draw inspiration from it. My COVID-19 Diary by Teresa Y. Wee, medical doctor, her pediatrician. Her website is weewellnesscenter.com. The other side of this, were there topics that you wrote about, posts that you made, entries you made that you enjoyed writing?
I think there was, I have five grandchildren. I feel that attitude of gratitude is so important. I still have my health. I still have my loved ones. I think that we need to celebrate what we have. And that will come out. If there were little surprises that popped up, I would talk about it. Just waving hi to the neighbors as we took our daily walks and just trying to connect with people from a distance. But those happy times were also recorded as well.
The book, My COVID-19 Diary, and if you say, well, there are a lot of COVID-19 books out there. I want to put that in the past. We really don't have to deal with that anymore. Well, you're wrong on several counts there, but this book is unique. What makes this stand out from the other COVID-19 books?
I think that as a physician, as a mother, as a wife, as a just a human being experiencing this, I kind of weave medical, spiritual, emotional. How can we achieve wellness as our world becomes crazier and crazier? There are so many, sometimes I can't even listen to the news. I need to turn it off.
Yep. I can totally relate to that. Yes.
Yeah. So I listen to some news in the morning, but what I'm trying to say is this book is different because it's really, I want people to identify with the various feelings that we're all going through. I truly believe we are all connected. We're all going through this life, this adventure, this human adventure together. And I think it's so important that we need to hold our hands and support one another as we move forward into the unknown. But I tend to be an optimist, and I think eventually things will work out okay. But as we're going through this dark period, as we're going through that deep, dark valley, it's important to hear comforting scripture. It's important to know that you are not alone. There's hope. There's light at the end of the tunnel. And how do we get through this? This is why in the book, I actually give you really practical tips. How do you handle stress? How do you get motivated? What are some ideas for young families to strengthen that family unit? These are all things that I've woven into the book.
The book is My COVID-19 Diary, Practical Tips and Scriptures for Improbable Times from an American Doctor. In writing the entries, the post that you did, the daily blog, that's an art in itself to do it well, and you did and continue to do it. It's storytelling. Where did this love of writing, of books, of storytelling, where did this come from?
You know, being a doctor, when I was younger in high school, I enjoyed writing, but of course, going through medical school residency, it really, everything was dormant. But personally, I really enjoyed The Diary of Anne Frank. And I thought, wouldn't it be neat if I just journaled something and shared it? And never in my imagination would I have thought that it would become a book. It was not the intention to become a book. But the publisher of my first book, The Happy Healthy Revolution, A Working Parent's Guide to Achieve Wellness as a Family Unit, she saw my blogs and she was the one who said, Teresa, I really think you should publish these blogs as a book. I think it could help many people. So that's how it happened. And to this day, I continue putting blogs out there. I have a weekly nonprofit called Walk with Adaka Wahu. This is starting my 9th year. So every Saturday, I meet at the nearby regional park and I do 1 hour of a new health tip and walking and just social connections.
You know, it's amazing. I've been following you on Facebook, and you can find Dr. Wee on Facebook as well. And the remarkable things you and your staff are doing in the community to spread the word out there and to get people thinking not only medically, but spiritually and emotionally, mentally as well. If people are watching this interview, listening, they see this vibrant doctor that's out there, got these ideas, and she's in there every day, and she's just really on top of the world. How did you get where you are? Because as we talked about, you went through some dark periods, the self-diagnosed depression, the loss of your husband, the business in peril at that time. You've been through dark times just like everybody, and maybe more so. How did you get from there to here?
I say that this is from the grace of God. I don't know. I take every day step by step. And when I look back, never what I thought I would publish 2 books, start a nonprofit, have a thriving pediatric office. I just feel that anything is possible with God. And I want people to believe, have faith that we just need to move into action. No matter how many times you fall down, get back up. After the death of Stephen, I thought, the worst has happened to me. I let go of fear. I think once we understand, I am the one who is living now. I want to honor his legacy. I want to make him proud. God has work for me to do, and I am not going to let fear hold me back, and I'm going to experience and do as much as I can till the day I die.
He has to be quite proud of what you've done and carrying on the Wee legacy, the physical, the doctor, the medical legacy, and getting out and reaching people. Boy, the time has gone by so quickly. It's been a pleasure to have Dr. Wee on the program. Working with Dr. Wee and getting the word out on the book is Reader's Magnet Self-Publishing and Marketing Company, and I thank them for arranging our conversation today. What's it been like working with them on the sort of the business part, the promotional part of writing a book?
I never really thought about promoting my books. COVID happened after they were published. But Reader's Magnet has been such a big help in getting the word out on my books. And it's been such an honor and pleasure to work with them. So thank you, Reader's Magnet.
Got a couple minutes left here. I want to talk about, I've mentioned the book, and it really covers all the bases. It's a reference book, a guide that we will hang on to, put in the library at home, and reference it from time to time as we need it. What are you working on now? Do you have another book that you're working on?
You know, right now, I'm going to be working on an online program. My passion is to treat and prevent pediatric family obesity. So that was the subject of my first book, and I really want to reach out. We're going through a pediatric obesity crisis, and I really want our children and young parents to understand, to have knowledge and motivation and encouragement to really sit down and develop good habits.
Boy, that is so important, and would love to do a program just talking about that, because you see so often in families talking about, I don't know, I what do I need to do? I don't want them to grow up, you know, with the obesity issues like everybody else in the family has. And it's such an important topic. You'll find information on all the Dr. Wee has going on at her website, which is wellnesscenter.com. Book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. The book is My COVID-19 Diary, Practical Tips and Scriptures for Improbable Times from an American Doctor. All of this links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Coming to us from Hawaii a lot earlier in the day than it is here on the East Coast in the in mainland is Dr. Wee. Thank you. It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for spending time with us.
Thank you, Rick.
It has been our pleasure. Teresa Y. Wee, W-E-E, pediatrician. Her website, weewellnesscenter.com. And, of course, all this information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.